can't say I wasn't warned. Yanko the Yamaka Man told me it might turn out this way.
But why, Zebby? Why should a magic Yamaka bring you so much trouble?
I guess because a boy like me is really supposed to be happy with whatever he's got. To kind of show appreciation to Hashem for making him as good as he is. And not to expect something which he really doesn't deserve, like a magic Yamaka.
But what if someone wants to, you know, improve, be exceptional, super van duper, great?
Well, then he has to try harder, put in more effort, and then he...
has to accept whatever way things turn out, because Hashem always gives us exactly what is best for us, even if we don't see it all the time.
Yanko, Yanko the Yamaka Man! Am I glad to see you!
Yours truly, and at your service!
Yanko! Please, could you take back the magic yarmulke? It's just too much for me!
No, no, no! It's yours to keep! It's yours to have! It's yours for good!
No, Yanko, no! This yarmulke has too much magic in it! I can't control it!
Ha ha! I'll tell you a secret! This yarmulke has no magic in it at all! Nothing! Blank! Guarded! Kaput! Zero!
No magic? But what about all the amazing things that happened to me? Things I could never do before! I'm so good, the kids in my class don't want to play with me anymore!
That sometimes happens to teach us a lesson. The Rebbes have said, who is a rich man? The one who is happy with his share. Hasemeach b'chelkoi. And I think this is a lesson that you now understand, my dear Zevi. So take the magic yarmulke and place it in your drawer. And whenever you need a reminder to be happy with all that Hashem has given you, you take it out and look at it, and it'll bring you back memories of everything that has happened to you these last few days. And by the way, don't worry about your friends. They'll take you right back into their games when they see that you are the same old Zevi Zupnik once again.
But Yanko, what will you do without the magic yarmulke? You'll be out of business.
Oh, don't worry. I've got a few more of those from where that came from. And that'll keep me busy for a very long time. Well, I gotta be going. I gotta be on my way. I'll see you later. I'll see you again another day. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
He's gone. And who knows if I'll ever see him again.
It's unbelievable. It's exactly like what happened on the tape. Zevi, do you think I could try on the magic yarmulke? Just for a second? I'll give it right back. Believe Nether.
Sure. Here, Dovi.
Oh, boy. Wearing a real magic yarmulke. Imagine that. It feels so great. I think I'll throw up my ball in the air. Here it goes.
Oh, no. You threw it over that house at that electric wire.
Hey, my lights went out.
My
fuses blow. My electric blanket shorted out.
My radio was calling me funny names.
Oh, I can't. I'm in the middle of... Oh, my iron blew. Oh,
and I don't know what to do. My lights just blew out.
I thought he said the magic yarmulke didn't work anymore. It must have had a little magic left in it.
It didn't mean you had to try it out. Let's run for it.
You bet. Just remember one thing, Zevi.
What's that?
Never ask for something you don't deserve.
Oh, Dovi.